السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه نستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلاة تكون للنجاة وسيلة ولعلو درجات كفيلة. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلاة تكون لأدائه حقا ولك رضا. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلاة تحل بها العقد وتفرج بها الكرب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His fazl and grace that He has granted us this Mubarak day of Jummah. It is a Sayyidul Ayyam, the best of days. And on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. And on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam to the world. And on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the tears and the cry of Adam alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his tawbah. This crying of Adam alayhi salam will continue up till the day of Qiyamah. In Jannat nobody will cry. Jannat is a place of happiness. Dunya is a place of crying, is a place of happiness also, but is very short-lived, very short-lived. In Surah Najm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. He says that, إِنَّهُ وَأَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَ وَأَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَ. Allah ta'ala hasate bhi hai, aur Allah ta'ala rulate bhi hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, is a fa'il haqiqi. In other words, it is He who causes the conditions for a person to be happy. It is He alone who causes the condition for a person to be sad and to cry. So this happiness is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This sadness is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of happiness, person must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of sadness, a person must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we belong, to Him we will return. And this is what are the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, this happiness, a person is happy, he's smiling, he's laughing. And a person is sad, he's crying. This is a saying in Farsi, the meaning of it which Bagosha Gul Gufta Kihanda Ast. What is it that has made the rose and the flower smile? And what is it that has made the bird, the nightingale cry? It is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. Anyway, this crying is very much loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He causes happiness, we all want to be happy, but there are times that we want to see that, you know, our heart is tight, and there is something that is missing in us. So they say that this is a halat of qabz. This is a condition of qabz, where a person is like tight. He wants to come out of that condition, and he wants to come into a condition of surur, of happiness. In one hadith, where seven people are mentioned, and amongst them the last one, وَرَجُلًا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. That man, these people will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh. These people will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh. That man who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude, he's alone, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ, and he's now tearing. Those tears that came out, we think that they are, you know, useless. But wallahi, all the water of the oceans of the world cannot extinguish the fire of Jahannam. All the waters of the world, the oceans, they cannot extinguish the fire of Jahannam. But what is it that can extinguish the fire of Jahannam? Is those tears and that cry of a believer. Those tears that came out. And here it is mentioned, وَرَجُلًا ذَكَرَ اللَّهِ. He remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala crying sadness or in happiness. Sometimes a person remembers Allah ta'ala when he's very, very happy. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she mentions, she says when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the permission of making hijrat. So he came to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an was waiting for that time. You know, there's a story that he had two camels and he was fed those camels and he was waiting that when the time will come. And he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this two camels I've got, these two we are going to use it for the hijrat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that one camel you will use, the other one I will pay for it. Because the hijrat was such a great event in the history of Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want anybody to be, you know, participant in this particular aspect. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if this camel here, I will pay for it. Although Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala insisted, but still said, I will pay for it. Anyway, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala that news, that Ya Abu Bakr, the command has come now for us to make the hijrat. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala began tearing. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, I never knew, and out of happiness he began tearing. Out of happiness. So she said that I never knew that anybody can, you know, cry out of happiness. I only knew that people can cry because they are sad. Sometimes you come home, you know, and you'll find, especially when it is joint family, you find your wife now sitting and she was crying. The tears had come out of her eyes. When you came there, she tries to hide that. But you can make out, no, that you can make out that you cannot hide that. It is already she. And what are those tears? Is an expression of some incident that took place. That tears are an expression of some thing that had happened, but she doesn't want to say it. But it is the tears that said it all. She didn't want to say it, but it was those tears that said it all. So we find that there are many incidents where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also he teared, he cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there were times when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in good mood, he laughed also. When Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala became shaheed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried excessively. When his own son, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, infant son, about 16 months old, that son passed away. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Hazrat Maria Qibtiya radiallahu ta'ala anha to her house and saw that the baby is passed away. He carried the baby in his hand and inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And the tears were flowing from his eyes. One sahabi was standing next to him. He said, Ya Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you being the Nabi and you are crying? So he said, I am crying because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made softness in my heart and it is a feeling that has made me cry. He said, وَأَنَا بِفِرَاقِكَ لَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونَ. With your departure, O Ibrahim, I am very, very saddened. So this sadness, this crying, on the right occasion, it is very good. On the right occasion, it is very good. Isa alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam, they are contemporaries. They were the Anbiya alayhi salam before Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam is the last Rasul. Yahya alayhi salam is a Nabi. They are cousins. Yahya alayhi salam always crying, whether in solitude, whether in, you know, in company or anywhere, he's always crying. Isa alayhi salam always laughing, always smiling. So Yahya alayhi salam comes and tells, oh Isa, you don't have fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're only laughing and you're smiling all the time. So Isa alayhi salam turned around and asked him, oh Yahya, you have lost the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're only crying. Have you lost the hope in Allah ta'ala that you're only crying? So now, who is right, who is wrong? So they said, okay, when Jibreel alayhi salam will come, we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to him, I'll ask him to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that who is right. Jibreel alayhi salam comes. When he came, so they asked him. He goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, your servants, Isa alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam, this is their condition. One is crying all the time, the other one is laughing all the time. Who is correct? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salam that go and tell Isa alayhi salam, he must be like how he is amongst the people. Amongst the people, be always smiling, laughing. And tell him that he must be like Yahya alayhi salam when he is in solitude. When he is alone, then he must cry. So both these things, innahu huwa ab ama innahu huwa adhaka wa abka, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes a person smile. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes a person cry also. Tears are mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Of who? If we see the incident of the delegation that came from Ethiopia. The delegation that came from Ethiopia, there's a story behind that. When Hazrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala, when the conditions in Makkatul Mukarramah were not good, the Muslims, now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, go away to Abyssinia. And the king there is very, very just. He, although he's a Christian, he's not a Muslim, but he's very just. And in his court, there is no injustice. You all go away there. They went away there. But the people of Makkah now, they realize that, look, when these people are gone there, and now they are safe there, they have got sanctuary there. So they said, let us also go there. They took a lot of gifts for the king, for the Negus, Najashi. They go to Najashi and they said, look, some people from our country have fled from there. They have done, you know, they are sort of, anyway, there was a complaint against them. And they gave these gifts to them. to Najashi. Najashi took those gifts, he kept them on side. He said, I will make a decision after I call them also. When he called them, and then he asked them that, so they said that, look, we, Hazrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala, he recited Surah Al-Maryam, and then Najashi began crying. He cried profusely. And he said, and he told them that, look, about Isa alayhi salam, who Isa alayhi salam is. And he told them about Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, who Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam is. So Najashi was also very learned in the scriptures. He knew the scriptures well also. He said, well, we are waiting for the final Nabi. We are waiting for the final Nabi. When the final Nabi will come, so then, we are waiting for that occasion. So anyway, Najashi gave those gifts back to those people and said, look, you people are the problem, and these people who are here, they are true. After that, when the news came that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made hijrah to Madina Tayyibah, so just Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with 70 of these Christian priests, 70 of them, amongst them there were some that were the Christian priests, there were the others also from Sham. They come to Madina Tayyibah and they come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they didn't dress in, you know, posh clothing and all that. They dressed very, very humbly, humble dressings. And then, when they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, you know, the ayat was revealed to Nabi sallallahu, no, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Surah Al-Yasin. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Surah Al-Yasin, they began tearing. Those tears were so much liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has mentioned those tears in the Quran Sharif, and those tears will be mentioned up till the day of Qiyamah. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ. When you will hear, when they will hear, مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ, that which is revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ, you look at their eyes, أَعْيُنَهُمْ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ, and they will be welling with tears. مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ, after they have realized the truth. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told them that it must not happen that you all go back and turn back to your own religion. So they said, وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَنَطْمَعُ أَن يُدْخِلَنَا رَبُّنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الصَّالِحِينَ. How is it? وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ. Why? What is the problem with us that we will not accept the truth? Ya Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the truth. After that, they go back to Habsha, to Abyssinia. When they go back to Abyssinia, Najashi now accepted Islam. And when Najashi passed away also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his janaza salah. He performed his janaza salah. There are many other occasions when this was one exclusive occasion that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the janaza salah, which was in abstentia. Otherwise, there were many sahaba who had passed away in the battles in various places, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't make the janaza salah. He made dua for them. Understand? That's why, anyway, what I was mentioning is that this crying of a person, rajulun, a man, zakarallah khalian, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude, fafadat aina, and his eyes begin to well, it begins to tear. That person will be in the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be in the arsh of Allah. He will be there under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, coming back to these tears, হযরত মুআবিয়া রাদিয়াল্লাহু তাআলা আন আমিরুল মুমিনীন হযরত মুআবিয়া রাদিয়াল্লাহু তাআলা আন হি অলওয়েজ ইউজড টু রিড হিজ তাহাজ্জুদ সালাহ ওয়ান নাইট হি কুডন্ট গেট আপ and after he got up he realized that I missed my tahajjud so he cried so much and he made so much of istighfar he made so much of tawbah in me Allah Ta'ala had accepted his tawbah the effect of that was after that subsequent to that the next night somebody comes and shakes him. Say, wake up, it's tahajjud time. Say, who come and wake me up now? He came to realize that shaitan. Shaitan came and woke him up for tahajjud. Say, how come you wake me up for tahajjud? You are the one who make a person sleep. He say, no. If you have missed your tahajjud, you cry so much. And those tears of yours, they reach the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I cannot see that happening. So rather you read your tahajjud. Up till what time they said? 35? 22. Oh, alright, okay. Inshallah ta'ala. Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh. I was in Jalalabad and I came back in 1973 from there. So one day we used to write to him Islahi Khutut, you know, letters for reformation. Sometimes a person comes, you know, onto the right track, and you find that when he is initially or a person now, he's gone for Hajj. The moment he'll see the Kaaba Sharif, he's uncontrollably he's crying. A person comes to Madina Munawwara, he's standing in front of the Rauza Mubarak of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he's uncontrollably he's crying there. So what is it that is causing him that? That is that place. The presence of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the presence of the Baytullah Sharif has now made him, you know, so emotional that now he is crying out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here he is crying also out of, he is standing before Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he is reflecting over himself that I, of all the people, I have been chosen to come and stand before my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How come I have been chosen? He cannot control his tears. He's crying there. Why is he crying there? He's thinking of his condition that I am so weak. I am full of sins. And I am so weak. And where me? Where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So it happens like that sometimes you come by, you know, when you make a reformation, you start crying. But that doesn't last long. That crying, that condition doesn't last long. So I wrote a note. I said, Hazrat, pehle rona aata tha, ab rona nahi aa raha hai. Before, I used to cry. Now, I cannot cry anymore. That condition is now. So he replied, is rona na aane par rona bhi to rona hai. If anybody understood Urdu, is rona na aane par rona bhi to rona hai. The fact that you cannot cry and you are crying over the fact that you cannot cry, that is also crying. The fact that you cannot cry and you are crying over the fact that you cannot cry, that is also crying. What a, you know, what a lovely, you know, little answer that he gave. That You know, that crying also. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. As I mentioned earlier, that this tear, don't underestimate these tears that come from the eyes. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, Arif Billah. When he used to sometimes talk, he used to become overwhelmed and he used to tear. He never used to allow his tears to fall onto the ground. He used to take his tears and he used to rub it on his nape. He says, these tears are very, very, and these are the tears that will save us from the fire of Jahannam. So therefore, all conditions are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we are happy conditions, whether we are sad conditions, the important thing is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all circumstances. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.